Hello and welcome, it is the OR Gamecast episode 19. I am Quinn, joined by Nick, as always.
Hey! Doing, Nick? I am pretty good.
Oh, you're pretty good.
Pretty good.
Well, after this podcast, you better be great, because we got a lot of good stuff in store for Chief.
Pretty cool looking.
Pretty cool looking, yeah. That thing with the four legs or whatever.
What?
That was an old stream quote from you.
What thing with the four legs?
I forgot what you were talking about.
I was quoting the Jessica Negri.
I know, but that was from a stream, and I remember someone else would always quote you saying the thing with the four legs.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what that's from, though.
Yeah, I can't remember. But yeah. I'm telling you, we need
We've
a quote
had some
thing.
Good quotes.
There needs to be like a quote like rememberer system on Twitch. But
we've had some good quotes between you and I. So.
Yeah, mostly you. Nick.
Some classic. Mostly me? I don't know. You got a couple. I'm getting pissy and whatnot.
No one quotes Quinn. Everyone likes Nick more than Quinn.
Sometimes I feel that's not true and that I'm bothering people, but I guess that's just
being
self-conscious.
Oh, yeah, you definitely. You're not just making me pissy. You're making everyone pissy.
Yeah, true. No. So what's going on in your world, Quinny boy?
Well, you added something onto my list of things to talk about, so I'll just start from there.
Yeah. Quinn asked me, he's like, what did I do this week? Because I don't remember, because I was blazing it up. Nah. Quinn is against drugs. Don't do drugs, Chief.
If only Cowman watched this.
Yeah.
God.
He's like, yeah, go Quinn.
He's like, yeah, my God. My brother. But anyways, Nick added that I've been watching the sitcom Friends.
Quinn wasn't alive during the 90s, so he never experienced
Friends. Oh my God. No, here's the thing. Okay, so one of my old best friends, right?
Yeah.
He would always watch Friends with his family. Like, they had all the seasons or whatever, like, they watched it when it was airing and stuff. Like, they would always watch it. Like, he just loved it. And
sounds like my family with The Simpsons and Seinfeld.
Well, either way, I didn't really watch too much TV. And I couldn't really understand, like, oh, what's the big deal, dude? It's Friends. That's a pretty homosexual name, if I do say so myself.
I do not agree with what Quinn just said.
Oh, my God. Anyways, I was like, you know,
Quinn does not represent the Organized Rand's brand opinions.
The font is very Comic Sans-y. I can't agree with this. And then
they're at a fountain. They're doing weird stuff.
The thing was, I never gave the show a shot, and so I saw that it's actually you can stream it on Netflix now. The entire all the seven seasons, and I was like, I'll just give it a shot. And to be honest, I am really impressed. I am flabbergasted.
Wow.
It is a whole lot funnier than I could have anticipated. There's so much adult humor that I'm surprised, like, how they got away with it. So,
wow.
Like, it can get pretty gross at times, like the jokes they make.
Huh. I never really watched Friends. I watched a couple episodes, never could get into it. I'm not a huge fan of laugh tracks in sitcoms.
Yeah.
So it kind of throws me off, but I do need to watch some episodes sometimes. But, yeah, I remember, speaking of gross, I remember I have relatives in England, and in England, I think it's jelly, is Jell-O over there.
Okay.
So they were talking... They're talking about they were watching Friends one day, and someone said a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Ew.
And they're like, why would anyone want to eat that? Mm-hmm. But Quinn's had it before, and he says it's pretty good.
No, what I've been... peanut butter and marshmallow sandwich.
Seen a peanut butter and fluff?
Yeah, I've never had that.
Oh, it's good. I like it.
Yeah.
Want to know what I've been watching? I already told you, but you can ask
the prize. Tell me. Tell me, Nick.
My name is Earl. I think I'm halfway through the series.
Now, the question I had, but I didn't really ask you when you told me, was, you've seen My Name is Earl, right? Or is this like a new experience for you?
I've seen an episode or two before, but I never watched all the episodes.
Yeah, I've actually seen several episodes of My Name is Earl.
Mm-hmm.
so, And it kind of seems like right up your alley, so I didn't know like if you had already seen it and you're rewatching it, or if it was like a new experience for you.
Nope, new experience.
Do you feel like it is up your alley, like your type of show?
I do. Yeah, I mean, it's not the most funniest show I've ever seen, but it's still funny.
It's definitely not like the epitome of comedy.
Yeah, it's not like The Simpsons or anything. Yeah. But it's definitely a good show, and the way it's written is it's really open to anything happening, so you don't really know what's going to happen in the show.
Yeah, it's kind of bizarre in that way, too.
Yeah, that's what I like about it, because it's not really like anything else I've seen on TV, in some sense.
Yeah.
And the characters are pretty funny and whatnot, so I like it.
Yeah, but like one second you have like Earl talking to some beautiful woman, and then the next second that woman's actually like a 2-foot midget and works at a circus, and you're like, what the hell's going on?
I don't remember that happening, but...
Well, it will eventually. Keep your eye out, man.
Okay. But I'm enjoying it.
Don't get attached to any blondes.
Great.
Because they could change in an instant.
Great. Joy's been 2 foot all this long, I guess.
Yeah, you better watch out. So what's going on with you? I have something else to talk about, but I can say that later. I want to know what's this whole waking up situation.
Okay. So I think I've mentioned before that I have a hard time waking up. Not waking up, but staying up.
Agreed.
Before going back to bed.
I think a lot of people suffer with that, you know, the whole 5 more minutes type thing.
I had to add another step to my routine yesterday. Because I was doing all these steps that I go through that I'm going to go over in a sec, but I still was just going back to bed.
Okay.
All right. Deep breath here. There's a long list of things I do when I wake up. Gotta stretch.
Gotta take a step back here. I don't know if I want to get in the way of your list.
Okay, so I have my phone, my normal phone, on my nightstand. Go off at... This is for when I want to wake up at 8 a.m., so my phone goes off, alarm goes off at 7:35 a.m., whatever, I hit the snooze.
Yeah.
Goes off again at 7:45, hit the snooze again. Or no, I turn it off.
Okay.
Then at 7:55, my old phone has an alarm that goes off, but it's farther away, so I actually have to get out of bed and turn off the alarm that's going off. And then I have 5 minutes... There's a tub under my bed.
Okay.
Like one of those plastic tubs that you put, storage tubs.
Yeah.
And I open that up, I grab a key, there's a key in there, that I put in there, and I walk over to this safe box I have, unlock that, and there's an alarm clock in there that I turn off before it goes off at 8.
Okay.
And that's all my steps.
But what's the extra step?
The extra step I had to add, because I was doing all that and still going to bed, is now at 7:35, when the first alarm goes off, I have a cup of water and a caffeine pill I take.
Oh my god, Nick. By the time
I'm actually waking up at 7:55, the caffeine pill is kicking in already. So it's kind of like drinking a cup of coffee when you first wake up, and then just going back to bed. And then waking up more refreshed.
Yeah.
I don't know. It worked perfectly yesterday, but today, I don't know. It didn't work as well.
Oh, man.
So I don't know. I might have to add another step in there somewhere.
Your caffeine high is dwindling the more you take it.
You got any suggestions?
First off, why are you waking up at 8 in the morning?
I like to wake up at the same time every day, and... I feel like,
but obviously your body does not want to get up at 8 o'clock. So why like force yourself?
I've always been like this. So it doesn't matter what time I wake up. I could sleep for 15 hours and I'll still be really tired and whatnot. So it doesn't matter what time I actually wake up. I could set it for 11 and I'd still be as tired. I don't know.
Okay, how does Kevin handle your like 6 alarms?
He's already getting up to go to work at that point, so he's not trying to sleep or anything.
Okay, because I'm like,
my room is farther away, so I don't think he can maybe hear it.
Okay, because I was like in the room next to you, and I heard an alarm at 7:30 then 7:35, then 7:45, and then another one at 7:55, and then I hear you getting up and, like, drinking water, taking pills, opening the locks because you had to get the alarm. Like, I would just, I don't even know what I would do. I would just wake you up. I would just, take you out of bed and be like, here, we're going to have some breakfast. You're not going back to sleep or touching any of your alarms ever again. God.
Our rooms are, like, as far apart as they can be in the apartment, so they're pretty far apart.
Well, lucky him.
Yeah, I guess.
Jeez, that sounds like, I don't know, you need to change something, Nick. You should not have 6 alarms. You need to change something.
I've always been a deep sleeper.
You need, like, a shock collar that has a timer on it, and then
that's not a bad idea.
You just get up. You have to pay someone to run into your home and yell fire in your room. And then you wake up and you gotta go, like, put some pants on. And
here's the problem with any suggestion.
Okay.
Is that I get used to it. It works for a week or two, and then I get used to it.
Well, then you gotta pay someone to change it up.
Yeah, I gotta keep adding things to my wake-up procedure.
No, not adding. You gotta change it. If you keep adding, then it's just like, there's one alarm, there's 2 alarms, there's 3 alarms, and eventually you'll have 50 alarms. You just need to change it every day or so, you know? Like, first day, guy yells fire, next day he just kicks you in the nuts. And then you're like, oh god, I can't expect anything. Maybe I should just wake up in time, you know?
I want some more realistic suggestions, though. So if you got any, Chief and other viewers, let me know in the comments below about how you guys wake up.
Maybe
open to things.
My realistic
not paying a prostitute to kick me in the nuts, but
my realistic suggestion is move 8 o'clock to like 9 o'clock, or try 10 o'clock. Like, try different times. I know you said you'd like feel terrible either way and don't want to get up, but like, I suggest just trying different times and see if the amount of alarms you need and the amount of procedures you need goes down with different times.
But that was the problem, though. I would get up before the caffeine pill. I'd get up and change the alarm to 9 and then try again later.
Well, just set it at 9 and then set the next one at 9:50.
I kind of like waking up at 8, though. I feel like there's more time in my day.
There is, but what are you using it for?
Videos, something you can't say.
Oh, man.
Got you out!
Nick's pulling that card.
I have 2 weekly things going on the channel.
That's true. That's true. And I have, like, a bi-monthly, not even bi-monthly, bi-yearly video
schedule.
At
least you show up to the podcast.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
Yeah. This is, like, my main priority, even though it doesn't go on my channel, so.
I'm not wasting all the time, so.
Either way,
I'm open for suggestions. But that's my, the alarm box thing. If you want your own, you gotta buy a cash box and then an alarm clock that fits in it. Make sure the dimensions are right. And then make sure it's an alarm clock that accepts batteries.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't want to be able to just unplug the alarm clock, because the plug wire will go through the cash box. It will fit.
Yeah.
And you can still lock it. But if you unplug it, it'll just turn off the alarm clock. But if you have the battery in there, it'll just go to battery mode. So
Nick's thought this out.
Yeah, I thought this out. It'll cost you around $20, though. So it's not too expensive.
Maybe here's an alternative idea. Maybe, you know, get a girlfriend, because she won't let you sleep, so.
Yeah, maybe, but then I won't be making videos.
Well, that's true, and you wouldn't be talking to me.
Yeah, she'd be taking me away. From my main squeeze.
Well, Chief has offered to sleep in either of our beds, so maybe he can help you out.
Wow, he's never going to listen to the podcast again. I don't even know what to say.
It's going
to
make him listen even more.
poor guy. I think he's at the point where he's listening because he feels bad that no one else is.
That's true.
I mean, but even he's Justin a good stopped. He's a good sport.
Yeah.
So, we're very thankful for Chief.
We love you.
Alright, let's move on to your computer problems.
Okay.
This gets more Chiefy.
Even though I've talked about, you know, I'm gonna buy a new computer, blah blah blah, for the last like 2 months.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're
getting tired of it.
This week has been the week where like, oh, I actually need to do that because my computer has been basically breaking. It is almost to the point where I almost need to go get a computer, or I will not have a computer and not be able to do anything, like talk to you,
yeah,
do the podcast.
I've had that happen before.
It's been, I don't know. I think a part in the computer is broken because I've had this pop up say, you know, something in your hardware is not working and it's broken. You need to fix this part, but I can't fix the part because it's really expensive because I only have a laptop.
Yeah.
And one thing that was really bad was it was overheating because I think maybe the fans aren't working and it would just turn off because it didn't want to overheat and like break hardware. And so it would just turn off like twice a day randomly. And so I've had this like system built where I've shoved a couple magazines under the corners and like elevated the laptop so that the fans have more room to breathe, I guess.
Okay.
Because the fans are underneath the laptop, so if you just put it on a desk, then the fans don't really have much room to
magazines,
flow air.
Huh?
I rolled them up so they're kind of like an inch of elevation. And
oh,
so
wow,
far,
an inch?
Yeah.
That's how much you're elevating it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, maybe an inch and a half. Like, I'm trying to get it to the point where there is enough air so it doesn't have to keep crashing. And right now it hasn't blacked out on me for the last couple days. But there's also another problem where I don't know what part is messed up, but my computer will freeze and flip out for about 30 seconds and then go back to normal. Like, basically, the screen freezes and the audio has like a couple milliseconds of audio and it'll just keep repeating. It'll just loop for 30 seconds. And it's really bad.
So what's your plan?
Well, I have to go buy another, like, a computer. That's the only thing I can really do, or else I'll be out of
TF2.
Everything. Yeah, I won't be able to play TF2. Funny thing, I've been seeing a lot of RPC Master Race posts that are just like, oh man, I just bought a GTX 980. Time to play TF2 with infinite FPS. And I'm like, oh my god, these people.
Oh man, NVIDIA is supposed to be announcing something on March 3rd, I think it is.
Uh-huh.
So you might want to wait for that, because they might be rumor has it they're announcing a new graphics card or something.
Yeah. Well,
that might interest you.
They've been doing it every single year, so.
Yeah.
Like,
but it's so close.
But goddamn, then I have to wait even more, and by that time my laptop could be completely dead. So, like, I'm actually, that's partly the reason I haven't been recording. I mean, honestly, yeah, I haven't been recording because I'm an asshole. But,
yeah.
Like, I'm afraid that I can't actually record without something breaking or going wrong. Because I have problems with games now, and I'm just really scared. I'm really worried that, like, in the next week or two, my computer is going to be unusable, and I'm just going to be stuck here looking like an idiot.
Well, I have something that might interest you.
All right.
I don't know, I didn't bring this up before, but we'll discuss it more after the podcast, but I have a second computer that's not being used, and I was thinking about selling it, and it can play basically any game at the highest anything.
I'm uninterested.
You're uninterested? Okay.
Yeah, I have a desktop underneath my desk that is just, like, not being used. So if worse comes to worse, I'll have a computer.
Oh.
But I'm looking to...
You're looking for a gaming laptop?
No. I'm looking to build another desktop, but, like, this desktop is from Costco.
Yeah.
So it's like a piece of crap.
But mine's good. Mine's was custom built.
Yeah, it might very well be custom built, but I'm planning to build my own. So I don't... You know,
if you want to spend extra money, I was thinking about selling it for cheaper than what you'd pay, obviously.
Well, I understand, but I don't know if you're going to have those March 3rd graphics cards in it.
That's true.
Yeah.
I can't deny that.
So,
but they can play TF2 at infinite FPS. So you got that going for you, oh, which is man. The only thing you need because that's the only game you play on PC. Oh
man, you don't even know, man. The thoughts I've been having, like I'm not gonna become one of those just TF2 YouTubers. I'm gonna be different. I'm not gonna play TF2 all the time.
Yeah.
But
you all, what you been playing? TF2, Lethal League, Hearthstone?
Hey, man, I just gotta put those down because it's true. So I didn't say I played them hours and hours. I've been playing other stuff too, man.
Nah, I figured I'd offer. I'm not forcing you to buy my computer.
All right. Nick does a sales pitch, episode 19.
Yeah, I don't know.
Chief, if you're looking for a good computer.
Oh, yeah. Chief, contact me, Chief.
Yeah.
I mean, Quinn's missing out. I was saying I was selling it for $500 or something.
Wow.
It's not getting any use.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like...
And Quinn's missing out on a good opportunity.
Yeah. So someone has to use
Quinn's
it.
Not the best with deals. He shops at GameStop.
Oh, my... I don't shop at GameStop. I, like, basically break their terms of use agreement and rent from GameStop, which you're not allowed to do.
Yeah.
But, hey, who cares? Right. Anyways.
Nah, I probably would sell it for more than $500. I don't know. I'd have to come up with
it. Oh, he's tricking you, Chief. Yeah. He hooked you in with the $500.
I hooked you, but I think I'm going to add some more stuff.
And then he's not going to tell you about the shipping. And then once you're done paying, you know, $800, you got to pay another whatever for shipping. And he's going to charge you tax even though he's not a corporate institution.
Well, someone has to pay for this podcast.
Oh, my God.
might as well be the only viewer.
Sponsored by Chief purchasing Nick's computer.
Now, I don't know, I'll figure something out with it. I have some ideas on what I could do with it, but you know
you could turn it into a server.
How easy is that? It doesn't sound like something I could do in a day, is it?
Probably.
That's actually not a bad idea,
but like, what, I don't know any games you would need a server for.
That's also a good idea. That I would need to find a game.
Well, actually, you can also, I think you can, if you make a server, I think you can sell that server usage to someone.
Oh, that's not a bad idea too. Quinn's giving the ideas.
Anyways, I think we should move on.
Yeah, we'll talk about computer stuff later. Yeah. If we want to. Alright, Quinn, let's move into the game news.
All right. Well, you want to talk about... Well, actually, these are kind of both, given by you. You're the one that did the research.
Yeah, I was going to add more, but I figured Quinn... Every time I add, like, 3 news articles, Quinn also adds 3. So I was expecting them to add some. But
I don't think there hasn't been really much going on.
Yeah. The Last Guardian. Yesterday, people are freaking out. Something with the copyright not working. And people are like, oh my god, it's been canceled! This is proof! But Sony today says, no, it's still in development. So, The Last Guardian, well, I don't really believe them 100%.
Yeah.
Since it's been so long, I need that release date info.
I think, which is kind of funny. I don't know, this is probably not true at all, but I think it would be really funny.
You heard it first, Unorganized Remains.
If Sony is just saying, Last Guardian is in development, so more people buy PS4s, rather than like, the only game I was waiting for was Last Guardian, and you know what, they're canceling it, so I'm just going to go to Xbone, you know?
You know, I actually have a friend that said basically that exact thing, but he ended up getting a PS4 anyways for Destiny. So.
Oh, what a terrible decision.
He actually really likes Destiny. He was telling me the other day how much he enjoys it.
Oh,
and I
was
like, really? I know it's alright. It's an alright game, but you're making it sound like it was the
masterpiece.
Best game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Some Sony exclusives are worth buying a console for, in my opinion. Like, the Uncharted series was definitely like, yeah, you should probably buy a PS3 because these 3 games are, you know, one of the best action-adventure games from that generation of platforms.
Yeah.
And,
oh, no, Sony has better exclusives, in my opinion,
by far. Yeah, and that's why people generally buy, like, PlayStation 3 or PS4.
I'm trying to think of Xbox ones that aren't Halo, Gears of War, and Forza.
Exactly. And people are so pissed off at the whole Halo thing, too, because, like, the games are broken.
Yeah, but, yeah. I mean, like, Sony has Infamous, Sly Cooper.
Bloodborne comes out next month, and I'm, like, crazy.
Uncharted, Last of Us.
Yeah. And Last Guardian, you know? Like, there's some games there that are you can't get anywhere else, so... I wouldn't be surprised if Sony ends up, like, canceling Last Guardian, but is saying, you know, we're still developing it, so, you know, hold on to your PS4s, you know, stick with Sony, and you'll get what you want after 12 years. So.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll find out, I guess. It's definitely not coming out for PS3, probably.
No. I doubt it.
Yeah.
And that, too, could be part of the reason why it's taking so long. Like, maybe they've put so many years into making it PS3 compatible or whatever, and then PS4 comes out and they're like, we have to update the entire game.
Yeah.
But
I don't know. I read that the people that are making The Last Guardian, the people that made the previous Ico and Shadow of Colossus, is a small team. It's not a large company making them. That's what I've read.
Well, yeah, it was like a... It's like some artsy-fartsy guy and, like, his small business. Oh, Phil Fish. Phil Fish makes The Last Guardian. I'm canceling it. Everyone's saying that it's bad. Or everyone's saying it's taking too long. Well, no, you know what? I'm canceling it. No Fez 2 because you guys.
Uh-oh, Quinn's getting pissy.
Oh, my God. Phil Fish is ridiculous. I watched that whole... Okay. So, no. I pre-ordered,
I shouldn't have said anything.
I pre-ordered Indie Game the Movie.
Yeah.
Which is all about Super Meat Boy, Fez, and some other indie games. And my God, it's Phil Fish. Oh, yeah, every time I've watched that movie, I'm just like, Phil Fish, man, you're so far up your own butt. You love the smell of your poop. Like, you think you are, he says, basically, I am God. Like, I am the Kanye East of indie gaming. I made the indie game.
The guys in that movie were pretty interesting.
Yeah.
That I feel like that's a type of artist, though. Some artists are just full of themselves. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't.
Oh, yeah. Like, I think, what's that game? You can go back in time and... Shoot.
I have an example.
Well, you use your example.
It's not a game example, though.
Oh, well, I was going to use... He's in Indie Game the Movie. He's the guy from...
The guy that's doing The Witness?
Yeah, the guy that's doing The Witness. I forgot his original game.
Braid.
Yeah, Braid. So he's like... He's the exact opposite of Phil Fish. Like, Phil Fish is, I'm the guy, right? And then this guy's like... If anyone says anything positive, he's like, or if they say anything negative, he's like, like he was complete opposite.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
Yeah, I don't know.
I actually have a copy of it on Steam, like an extra one, because I was thinking of doing a giveaway at one point, but it never happened.
Oh.
So it's just floating around. I don't know, maybe if Chief asks nicely, I'll give it to him.
I like the movie a lot.
Yeah, it's good. It's definitely a good documentary. But the example I was going to use about creative people being kind of, like, introverted and, like, not kind of want to talking to people in a sense.
Yeah, like, that's what I was thinking, like, with the Braid guy. Like, I feel more people, more game developers, like, indie developers are like that versus Phil Fish. But continue. Yeah.
Is Neil Peart from Rush, the drummer. He's always been known for not, like, interacting with fans and whatnot. But in interviews, he's a nice guy, but... He just doesn't like interacting with people. And Phil Fish is probably exactly like that, but he freaks out about it.
Well, I don't know about that. I feel like Phil Fish is...
You're telling me he doesn't freak out.
I think he freaks out, but not because of like social anxiety. I feel like he freaks out because people doubt his indie godliness.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I'm just saying you can be creative and...
I think
you're a fine person.
He made a damn good game.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying he's bad at doing what he does, because he's not.
Yeah.
But
let's
move on. Well, who gives a shit?
I wanted to mention this Kickstarter. I watched the trailer this morning.
Go for it.
Because I woke up at 8 and I had extra time to do it.
Let's hear it.
It's a what?
Let's hear it.
It's this game called This Is the Police, and it's being published by Team 17. I don't remember who's developing it, but it's almost to its goal. It has like a week left, and I watched the trailer. It's about this cop who, he's been on the force for 20 years, always been a good cop, always following the rules, whatever, and he thought he would be well respected by now. No one cares. He gets this note in the mail that he's being forced to retire in 180 days. And he gets upset about this, and he doesn't have enough money to retire. So he starts being a corrupt cop. And that's what the game's about. You're a corrupt cop. And you need to get money by being corrupt and whatnot. Huh. And it's an interesting idea. And even the voice of the guy is the same guy that does the voice for Duke Nukem. So he kind of has that cool voice.
Yeah.
And there, I don't really know too much besides that from the trailer because they don't have any gameplay of it yet. But it looks pretty interesting. So if you want to check that out, the game is called This Is the Police. It looks pretty interesting. So I hope it gets backed and we can play it. Because Team 17, they have a good track record.
Yeah.
So I know The Escapists just came out, and that's getting great reviews, and I really need to play that. So I am looking forward to it, and I hope it backs. So check that out. I don't know if Quinn has anything. Do you have anything to say, or should we move on?
Yeah, I'm probably not going to back it.
I haven't backed it either because I stopped backing Kickstarters because it's just... If this is what happens, you pay $15.
You can't say that. You can't be like, go back this so I can play it later. But
I didn't say go back it. I said go check it out.
That's true.
But you got a copy of the game for $15. And what ended up happening, I got addicted to buying Kickstarters, and I needed to take a break from it. Because the game would come out on Steam and be on sale for cheaper than that. And I was like, oh, great.
Well,
I know I'm donating to the cause.
Yeah.
And whatnot, and that's really nice. And awesome, but it's just I've done it so much and I need to save money right now, so I can't do it. And so it's if like, someone wants to do it for me, that's fine with me.
It used to be, I don't know how it is now, but it used to be like the reason why you'd go to Kickstarter to back games is because you were getting a deal on something that you thought would be awesome. Like you were getting basically for cheaper, and you possibly would have access to the beta or alpha or like extra stuff. Like you thought you were getting a deal, but. Like, the majority of games that have come out of Kickstarter have either, not the majority, but some have not even come out.
Yeah.
Some have given you, like, the shittiest game ever. Some basically just said, you know what, we're not even doing what we said, we're gonna make something else.
Yep, like, I've got it. This has happened to me all those cases.
Like, there's so much wrong with early access in general, including Kickstarter, that you can't be sure what your money is going to be used for.
And I've gotten some great games from Kickstarter, though.
Yeah, I have too. But like, I backed Chivalry, and Chivalry was awesome. We had a bunch of fun.
I backed Broken Age, and that was on my top 10 list last year.
So there are good games, but at the same time, you're basically gambling with your money. With people who might care about your opinion.
True. I just want to do mention that The Escapist was a Kickstarter that I backed, and that's Team 17. So they finished their game, and now they have a new Kickstarter.
Yeah.
Actually have a track record of finishing their game.
I'm not saying like this is the police. I'm talking about like why we don't back games. Yeah. You know.
But because... I feel I'm spreading the word. I'm doing my part. All right. Let's move on.
Oh, okay. let's move on.
You got more to say?
No, I don't got any more.
You got more to say, boy?
I don't got any. Hey, Nick.
Hey.
What is the best game that starts with the letter J?
Oh, you were not talking about what we're playing?
Oh, I totally.
I wanted to talk about Zelda.
Oh, well, Zelda starts with a Z, Nick. I scrolled too far. I apologize. Oh,
okay. We're on what we've been playing. Quinn's messing up over there. I beat Dying Light finally. I think it took me 30 hours, something around there.
Okay, final verdict. Is Verna it better verdict. Than Dead Island, or are you still like they're cousins?
I'm going to say it's better than Dead Island because I put double the amount of time into it.
Okay.
And I had a lot of fun with it. And the controls were better, and you could jump around. It's fun. The weapons in Dead Island, I feel, were still better.
Yeah.
But Dying Light still had some cool weapons, so it's fine. So, yeah, Dying Light probably will be on my top 10 list this year. I'm guessing.
All right, let's continue.
Change my mind, people.
Well, I don't know if you're changing your mind. You did say it was probably going to be on your top 10 last week.
I mean, if the more really good games come out.
Oh, man. I was just thinking about how awesome that one game is going to be, but I forgot what it's called. The Division. Ooh.
Oh, Quinn getting hyped on Ubisoft games. That's a good thing.
Oh, God, don't even give me that right now. Hey, Far Cry 4 was good.
Yeah, it's true.
Game
that's
of the
true.
Year for Nick last year. Don't even. It can either be the worst game in the world, or it can be decent.
Yep, exactly. I also played some Rock Band, of course. I actually bought a drum set.
Oh, my God.
Because I found a good deal on it, so I finally have a drum set now. I'm actually waiting for the drumsticks in the mail now because they didn't come with drumsticks.
You just using your hands?
I was actually trying to use wooden spoons that you use to cook pasta and whatnot, but it's too loud. I gotta get drumsticks and like roll duct tape on the tops so it's quieter because the drums are noisy.
Yeah.
So, and I also started playing Zelda Wind Waker HD remake on the Wii U since I finished Dying Light, and I always wanted to play this game, just never got a chance, and I found this was my chance. I was debating between that and Link to the Past, which I have played before, but I've never beaten, and I've always wanted to beat it, but I decided with Wind Waker, and I'm 4 hours into it, and it's really fun. I'm really liking it.
Well, I think like Wind Waker would probably be like the best because it's the most visually different than the rest. And I think it's
I don't know if it's the best one.
Oh, well, not in terms of being like the best Zelda game.
Oh.
But I'm saying like instead of picking
visually
a Zelda, instead of picking to play a Zelda game you've played before and looks similar to the rest, like this is kind of different. This is like a different Zelda, you know?
Kind of. Yeah. Most Zelda, I feel like all the Zeldas look different
each other. But I feel like also Zelda Wind Waker, you're traveling on a boat and stuff, and it's like it's just different in terms of a lot of different things.
Except for the DS ones that were similar styles.
Yeah.
It's really fun. I'm really enjoying it. I'm at almost the second dungeon, I think. So I gotta figure out something. I don't remember what I have to figure out. I have to get this orb or something. Oh, no, I got into this, like, vault thing, and I was about to check that out, but then something interrupted me, and I had to save and quit.
I'm so sorry.
It's all right. I'll go back to it. It's fine. So I'm liking it. I think the graphics look really nice in the HD, too. It's really nice to play Zelda games in HD now.
Yeah. And the Wii U can finally handle it, so.
Yeah, exactly. Good old Wii U. All right, what have you been playing, Gwen?
Well, here, I'm going to go from the backward back end of my list.
You don't
even
have to mention half of this list.
Yeah,
I
won't even mention half of it. I'm going to talk about two games. How about that? I'll talk about two games.
Okay.
First, let's talk about Roller Coaster Tycoon 2.
Yes.
I've been playing this game quite a bit. Not as much as Banished. I'll say that. Be honest about it. Banished still took more of my time than Roller Coaster Tycoon. But for its credit, Roller Coaster Tycoon is an older game, and it's about roller coasters versus saving a civilization.
Let's just get to the point that how many people have you picked up and put in a river and killed?
Oh, I haven't even had a river. Well, I mean,
you haven't had any sort of source of water?
Well, I have had there's a lake in the middle of the park. Well, time I do, like, the free build mode, right? Because I tried doing the campaign, and it is literally the hardest thing I've ever tried to do.
Really?
Like,
I don't remember it being hard.
It's so hard. I picked the first mission, and it's like, you're in China, and the Chinese government wants you to make a roller coaster, or wants you to make a theme park right next to the Great Wall of China. There is no spending.
I don't remember
this. This is the first mission. There's
Are
no.
You sure?
Yeah. There's no spending limit. The government.
You play an expansion pack.
Oh well, there is. I think it comes with expansion packs or something.
Yeah.
It says triple play something.
Yeah, I think you're maybe playing. I don't know.
Well, okay. Let me finish.
I don't remember
this
being
is,
hard. I remember
this
Sims
is
theme
the
park
hardest
hard.
Thing I've ever done, and I was so close to beating it. I was trying really hard, but anyways, so it's like you have infinite money. You are making a theme park on this very small plot of land. You have to keep your park rating at 700 or better for over a year, and you need to have more than 800 people at your theme park. Thing is, you have the smallest plot of land ever, and I doubt you can actually fit 800 people on it. Like... And the other thing is that the game often does something where you have, if you have a lot of people roaming your theme park,
yeah,
about probably 75% of them will get stuck walking between two points, and they will never leave. And the only way to fix this is by manually picking up each individual person. But you can't do that when you have 700 people walking around a park. But they will get stuck walking between two points, and all you will see is that, like 600 people really have to go to the bathroom. 600 people are really tired. 600 people are starving. 600 people don't have anything to drink. 600 people want to go home. 600 people think your park is too crowded. Hey, by the way, your score is now below 700, and you lose the mission.
I want you to look into this more, because I don't remember having any of these problems when I played this. And I remember them being really easy in the beginning, and they're just like, oh, get 100 people in your park.
Oh, well, maybe I'm on some advanced mission then, because...
I think you are. I think you... Just double check on that when you get a chance.
But my God.
I don't remember that at all.
It was...
I remember
so
it being
difficult.
Quite easy in the beginning, if anything.
Well, maybe
it was just
I'm
like, put 10 concession stands up and put 2 rides.
Oh, wow.
And that was stuff like that. Because it was like a tutorial in the beginning almost.
Well, I guess I'm probably doing it wrong then or something.
Have you done any tutorials?
No. I haven't done tutorials. Yeah. Like, I've just, luckily I've seen other people play the game, or else it'd be impossible to figure out what's going on.
Yeah, I remember it being very easy to figure, them teaching you. Like, the tutorial was fine.
Yeah, it's a pretty intuitive game once you get, the controls down, because controls can be really weird at times.
What?
Yeah.
How are they weird?
I just don't think that, right off the bat, if you take someone who hasn't played Roller Coaster Tycoon before and tell them to build a roller coaster, they will be able to build one, because you actually have to, press on the image of the track for it to build a track, you know?
Right, because there's, an up arrow, side-by-side
arrows.
Yeah, but
I don't feel like that's the most intuitive. I've seen people... I've seen gaming channels, I believe is what I called them, make videos on Roller Coaster Tycoon and not be able to figure out how to build anything because they don't realize you have to press the button.
Hmm.
Or, like,
I feel like Minecraft is harder.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know about
Minecraft
that.
Had no tutorials whatsoever. Roller Coaster Tycoon does.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying if you skip the tutorials, then it's hard to figure out what's going on.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Quinn skipped the tutorials.
I thought it was easy to
now
figure out.
Now complaining about
people.
The game.
Either way, Roller Coaster Tycoon, solid game, really fun. It was on sale for really cheap, so if you have the money and you like games where you build things and you become a tycoon guy,
Quinn will report back to us to see if he figured out if there was a different mode he was in or something.
Yeah, I'll figure out if I was playing.
I don't remember
expert
being in
missions.
China ever. So.
Well, it was pretty interesting. There was the Great Wall and stuff, and unfortunately,
yeah, it sounds pretty cool.
Unfortunately, people could walk into the Great Wall and then just disappear, and then people will just I want to go home, but you can't see them because they're on the Great Wall somewhere.
It must be buggy, maybe.
I don't know.
I'm wondering if you downloaded a user-created mission.
No, I doubt it. But there, I did have to actually install a mod onto the game because it doesn't actually work too well with Steam. So it could be some bug or something, or the mod I downloaded.
I've never played it on Steam. Missions. So
I don't know.
What's the other game you've been playing?
Second game I wanted to talk about was Gear Up. It is a free-to-play game on Steam, much like RoboCraft, where you build your own. I don't know how to say it. Like
Robo-tank.
Yeah, your little tank or your flying robot thing, and you shoot the other people, and there's like objectives and stuff. And I think Gear Up is way better than RoboCraft.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
it's... didn't get into that game.
RoboCraft. Yeah, RoboCraft. Oh, we were just like making stupid things, and they would just not work, or you'd like fall over and not be able to get back up, and then you'd be stuck in a corner the entire game, and like five people come.
I'm not blaming the game because of my bad design, but
true.
It's not, even when I was serious about it, I thought I was making a good vehicle. It was still pretty hard to control. Yeah. I guess you probably have to level up and get new things, maybe.
Maybe. And like,
it just
also
wasn't that interesting to me.
Yeah, it wasn't the best. But Gear Up is much more simplified. It's kind of like a streamline. Like, you know what? Here are the different types of guns you can buy. You don't have to build anything. We'll build everything for you. You just like slap the gun on there or slap a different wheel on there.
Oh, see, some people might not like that.
True. It has limited customization. But It feels gameplay-wise a whole lot better. It actually reminds me of, like, World of Tanks.
Yeah.
It's fairly similar to World of Tanks, except, you know, it's cartoony. And you have flamethrowers versus, like, actual tanks.
So that's a recommendation from you?
I'm going to recommend it because it is free-to-play and it doesn't cost you anything and you might as well try it.
I was actually thinking... Right?
It is multiplayer, yeah. It's multiplayer.
Multiplayer only?
Yeah, it is multiplayer.
Okay.
But you got different game modes. You got like three different game modes, and generally there's a bunch of full servers so you can get into a game and have a good time. There are some problems with people. Like, I feel like it could be pay to win, but I don't know about that. I'll have to spend a little bit more time in it. I've spent more time than I thought I was going to play it, and I was actually thinking maybe I should make a video on it, but who knows?
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe that should be a yes.
Yeah, we're going to keep it at maybe for now.
Nah. All right, are we ready?
Nick!
You want to talk about Team Fortress?
Hey, Nick!
Hey.
What's Glenn, the best game that starts with the letter J?
The best game? My favorite game that... Should we talk about the backstory about this? Say what?
Backstory of the random topic or what?
Yeah, because when I first wrote the Google Doc, like, preview thing, or the outline, I should say, I was like, we'll have it set up this way, have a random topic at the end of the thing, and like, and I write, like your favorite soda, or which is the best game that starts with J?
Yeah, let's
just, like,
why don't
happy
just
examples.
Read... Okay, so every week, for the first week we did this podcast, Nick wrote a Google Doc. And had, like, okay, we're going to put this what have you been playing section, and we're going to, you know, ask, did you play a video game this week? This is where you talk about it. I played Team Fortress, blah, blah, blah. Like, he has a little intro to how to do that section of the podcast.
Yeah.
And his intro portion for the random topic for the week is each week we come up with a short topic to talk about, like favorite soda or which is the best game that starts with the letter J. Now, we didn't really have a random topic this week, and I just said we should probably do this. We just should probably find some games that start with the letter J and pick the very best one. So,
and that's what we're doing right now. My favorite is Jak and Dexter, the first one from PS2.
Snaps to that.
Thank you. A very fun game. One of the best PS2 games. One of my favorites.
Yeah, it is. Like, if you have played Ratchet and Clank before... then you should play Jak and Daxter.
Oh, yeah.
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 And I know there's a lot of people who've... like, Ratchet and Clank is still going, and Jak and Daxter isn't.
Yeah.
But, like, it is arguably a better game than Ratchet and Clank, so...
They are similar in some sense and different in some sense, but I love them the same.
Yeah.
So So I can't say that I like it better than Ratchet and Clank, and I can't say I like Ratchet and Clank better. But
I'm saying it's arguably, but
the second and third one are good as well.
Yeah,
but not as good as the first one. It's actually one of the first like clearance games I've ever bought on like a whim, and I was like, oh, it's a greatest hits. And I didn't look at reviews back then. It wasn't as common as it is just typing it in to search engines. So I took a risk. I knew nothing about the game, and it turned out to be great, and it's still it's one of my favorites. So that's my favorite J.
Oh, so you bought it on clearance.
Yeah, I didn't buy it when it first came out.
Oh, man. That means I beat it before Nick, probably.
Yeah, maybe.
Happy about
that. I had to pay my own money. How did you get the game?
I can't remember. Yeah. It just, like, ended up in my PS2 somehow.
Should I say other J games that I like?
Well, let me say one. I'm gonna say something different than Jak and Daxter, because Jak and Daxter was gonna be my top one, and because it is probably the best J game out there, at least like France series as well, best J series.
Yeah.
I mean, I could pick like James Bond games, but I don't know if I will, because
that's kind of cheap.
It's kind of cheap, so I'm probably just gonna say Just Cause for now.
Which one?
The second one. Because the second one has like the whole multiplayer mods and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And
nah, it's a good game.
Yeah, it's a really fun, like, if you have not played this game, you should play it. I wouldn't recommend going straight for like the multiplayer mod. Because the game by itself, the map is so ginormous. Oh, there are so many Easter eggs. It is just, like, it is amazing how much stuff is in Just Cause by itself.
And the grappling hook.
Yeah, and you can grapple everywhere. What is this? The TF2 had to steal their ideas because the game was so good, you know? But, my God, it's a very good game. And now that it has multiplayer, it's even crazier. And Just Cause 3 just had a trailer the other day. And it looks pretty awesome. The graphics look amazing, but obviously they're like pre-rendered computer graphics rather than like PS4 or whatever. But damn, I'm excited for the next game in the series, and I feel like it's going to be really awesome, because it's actually going to have multiplayer incorporated into the game, so you don't have to go download mods or whatever.
Very nice. Yeah. Let's just go over some honorable mentions. I'll just go through the list
as
I'm seeing stuff. Mention if I don't at the end if I missed any.
All right.
Scroll through the list, but I'm not seeing anything early on. Well, I guess Jagged Alliance is supposed to be good. I haven't played it.
There's a Jade Empire, which
Oh, I haven't played that either.
It's good though. Yeah, it's pretty good. It's like a really old game though.
Xbox, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's Xbox. It's pretty fun. And then there's like Jamestown on PC, which is
that's a pretty good one.
Yeah,
Jet Moto is on here. A racing game on the PS1 that was really fun. One of my favorite PS1 racing games. Jet Set Radio is a classic.
Yeah, Jet Grind Radio, Jet Set Radio, Jet Set Radio 2. Yeah,
all of them are good. Jewel Quest is somewhat fun if you want an easy puzzle game, I guess. Danger, fun time. What else is on here? Journey, that's a classic. That's a PSN classic.
Oh, yeah, Journey's really good, too. I didn't even see that.
Quinn's gonna regret this.
No.
He's regretting it!
How about,
Jetpack, an old DOS game. I had a lot of fun with that back in the day.
Jimmy Neutron, Boy Genius.
I actually saw the movie long time ago, and I actually thought it was all right.
Jimmy Neutron, Attack of the Twonkies. What is a Twonky?
I don't know, but I feel disgusting.
I
feel like you're saying a bad thing.
I'm saying a bad... Attack of the Honkies, that's what he meant. Goddamn honkish all over the place.
All right, Quinn, let's calm down here.
Oh, sorry.
And finish off, and most people will disagree with me, Just Dance series. I actually had fun with Just Dance.
Yeah, I
thought it was fine.
I will say they are well made.
I didn't expect them to be fun, but then I went to a party, and they had it, and I saw people playing, and I was like, wow, this actually looks really fun. Yeah. And I played it, and then I got it.
And last, but probably the best on the list, Jackie Chan.
Just Jackie Chan.
Just Jackie Chan. Well, I'm not. It's just Jackie Chan. What do you want from me?
that's the name of the game.
Jackie Chan Adventures. Whatever. Same thing. Same difference. What's the? I don't even know. Jackie Chan or Jack Lumber or Jack of All Tribes or Jackass. There's so many Jacks in this. I don't even know.
I actually played the Jackass game a while ago.
Oh my god.
That was a really bad game.
Oh my god.
I don't even know what else to say about it. You know, it's actually one of the few PS2 games to be put in HD.
What?
Jackass the game.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
How about Japanese Hell?
I don't know what that is.
It's a PSP movie. So, I don't even know why it's in the...
I heard Jack Houston in the Necronauts is supposed to be good.
Jerry Maguire. What? Oh, Jeopardy. Jenga. You said Jenga a while ago.
As a joke. Oh, yeah. Speaking of Jenga, we finished our 5-month game of Jenga the other night.
Wow.
I set up my Jenga. I have a Donkey Kong version of Jenga.
Okay.
And we set it up on a table in the living room. And we took a couple turns, and then we're like, all right, we're done. We'll play it some other time.
Uh-huh.
And then maybe once a week, one of us would take our turn. And then there was just a moment where I didn't take my turn for like a couple months.
Yeah.
And then we needed the table for something. But there was Jenga on it, and we're like, oh, crap. Let's finish this game up quickly. And we finally finished it.
Who won?
After 5 months, I won.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
See, during those 5 months, Nick's like, you're like degrading one of the pieces so that it's going to fall on Kevin's turn no matter what.
Yep. You're no, like, after the 5 months, it did get pretty jagged. I'm surprised it didn't fall on its own from just God. Like wind movement. Like,
yeah.
It was pretty straight tower when we took a break from it, but when we were playing the other day, it was really bad. So
yeah, the motions of the ocean got it to move around a bunch.
Yeah, so that's my Jenga story. All right, any last words, Quinn?
Well, you know, there's always the last thing where we talk about how you should go check out organizedremains.com or, you know, true. Go to @organizedremain on Twitter, twitch.tv/organizedremains, or subscribe to Organized Remains on YouTube. You know, there's always that thing.
Yeah, 2 weekly things going on there.
Yeah, Nick is putting out the videos, all right?
Yeah.
He's got stuff going.
Yeah. And follow Quinn if you want.
See, freaks!
Mr. Breaded Chicken on YouTube and Twitter. He doesn't post on Twitter. Like, he says he wants to.
Well, first off, I don't even know why my...
You're not supposed to talk. You said see a freaks already.
My stream does not show up on Twitter. I don't know why.
Yeah, because Quinn was like, oh, I've been streaming for an hour already, and I was on Twitter. And I was like, oh, I didn't see it.
Weird.
And I felt betrayed, because he didn't even tell me.
I did tell you after an hour.
Yeah, I gotta watch for an hour.
True.
No, Quinn doesn't want me watching.
Hey man, you ended up in the call, so don't even try that, like, trickery, telling the people I don't like the Nick. I had so many Nicks that day.
See ya, freaks.